Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is my biohacker review of Bacopa. And I've got some bad news. There's three downsides. Well, there's two general downsides to Bacopa that I have identified, and then there's actually a third one to this product in particular that I'm going to talk about. But I've also got a little bit of a silver lining to that. So in regards to Bacopa, I'm sure if you've spent any time researching biohacking or taking nootropics or supplements, I'm sure you've heard of Bacopa. You have likely even already consumed it because it's a really common ingredient in those branded nootropic stacks. You're going to be able to find Bacopa on the shelves of virtually any vitamin shop, right? But there's two downsides that people should really be aware of. And again, I'm kind of disappointed in the supplement industry, in the health gurus that are out there, that they're not talking about these two pretty significant downsides of Bacopa. And so the first one is that it takes a long time to work. It's going to take at least 3 weeks, and likely it's going to take around 12 weeks for the benefits that it offers to cognition, to your short-term memory, the benefits that it offers as far as neuroprotection, as far as relieving something called neuroinflammation. All of these benefits take about 12 weeks of consistent dosage for them to really kick in and do you any good. And I was pretty disappointed, because to figure this out, I really had to go into the PubMed human studies, the placebo double-blind crossover studies that have been done on it. And all of the health gurus, all the bloggers out there, and certainly all of the manufacturers and vendors of Bacopa, they're just selling it. And they're not telling you, hey, you need to make a commitment of, like, you know, like, this is it, Bacopa is not like a one-night stand. It's not quite a long-term relationship, but yeah, it's like a three-month relationship for you to get anything out of it. So I felt that was a really important thing for people to know about it. And then the second negative of Bacopa in general is that there is a concern with metal toxicity with Bacopa. With adaptogens, there is not a uniformity of production and quality and purity, because adaptogens are nutraceuticals. They are coming from plants that are coming out of the ground, right? So there is on one end of the spectrum, there's adaptogens and herbs that are coming out of like a Zen garden that's next to a monastery on the side of a mountain, right? And they have people working there that their entire lives are focused around, like, just producing like really, really, really great herbs for the dear consumer, right? And then there's going to be these, I'm not going to call it like factory farming, but there's going to be like these operations where they're just prioritizing getting the product out the front door and off the shelf, right? And there has, it was noted a number of places in the scientific literature, along with in a lot of the anecdotal accounts, that there is a concern with metal toxicity with the lower quality supplies of Bacopa. And so that is definitely an area of concern. So what they're saying is that the lower quality, the cheapo Bacopa, that is going to have dangerously high levels of arsenic, lead, mercury, these type of things in them. And to be honest with you, most of the time, I'm not that concerned about toxicity. I'm not hyper concerned about toxicity if it's a supplement food that I'm going to be kind of cycling, that I'm going to be consuming infrequently. So like, for example, there's a cafe here in Sofia where I live, and I know that the coffee that they serve me is a little bit toxic, because if I have like 3 or more cups of coffee there, I'll begin to get kind of like that headache. My stomach will feel a little bit upset. I can tell it's really not like, it's not bulletproof coffee, okay? However, I only ever drink 2 cups of coffee at this cafe, and I only go there a couple of times a week. And other than it's imperfect coffee, it's a really great cafe. They have, everyone's friendly there. They like me. They have great Wi-Fi. And again, I'm blessed to have a pretty resilient system that can deal with a little bit of toxicity. So for me, if it's very infrequent dosage, and if there's other benefits that I'm like, hey, a little bit of toxicity, it's not the end of the world. My body can deal with it. However, in the case of something like Bacopa, because you do need to take it for 12 weeks for the stuff to really work, I would be legitimately concerned about those trace levels of metal being higher than is really healthy for you. So those are the two kind of like general criticisms that I think that I want to level at Bacopa that I think people should be aware of. And then I'm going to level a third criticism, more specifically at these guys, at IntelliMeds. So I've been doing business with IntelliMeds for probably about 6 months now, been using their product for about 6 months now, and I've had a number of my customers and audience purchase from them, and everyone's given me almost completely universally positive feedback. They've been like, wow, it's really high quality. I'm very happy. I have experienced the nootropic benefits that are exactly what I expected from your videos and from the research that I did on IntelliMeds. And IntelliMeds is one of the few vendors that does include COA, Certificates of Third-Party Analysis, on their website. So you know that you're getting pharmaceutical-grade stuff, which is important. But there's one thing that I really dislike about IntelliMeds, and that is that they don't double bag their nootropics. So the Bacopa, it's going to be tricky for me to show this to you with the angle of my camera's at, but they just have a single bag and the nootropics go into that single bag. And this creates this really awkward situation where you're like scooping your nootropics out, and you like, in it, if you take nootropics every day like I do, like multiple times a day like I do, inevitably you end up, if you don't have a double bag, if you have kind of like this a Mylar bag without like a nice plastic bag inside of it, you end up getting your nootropics all over the place. And inevitably you end up spilling your nootropics on your keyboard, on your clothes, on your desk. You end up wasting, you know, these really great, healthy things that you spent your money on. And it really is a pain as you're getting lower in your supplies to fish out the last few little clumps of the powder that you want to use. So IntelliMeds, get your stuff together. Double bag your nootropics, okay? Because it's annoying. Okay, so I wanted to move on to my experience with Bacopa. Subjectively, I can't really report much that was very notable because I did not receive a large enough package to take it for the 3 months. So I didn't really experience any of the cognitive enhancement, any of the long-term memory benefits, any of the neuroprotection. These things are pretty well proven that Bacopa has a very helpful effects in these areas. It's a herb that's been used for like 3,000 years in Ayurvedic medicine. So it is a very proven herb. There's a lot of really good human studies that are done on it. But I was only using it for about a month, which is just not enough time. So my subjective experience has just kind of confirmed what the science is saying about it, which is that it does lower dopamine. It regulates dopamine a little bit. And this has mostly just kind of a tranquilizing effect. And for me, it was actually an effect that was pretty similar to the red strains of kratom, where it just slows you down a little bit and relaxes you a little bit. So it's good for before you're going to bed, when you want to relax, do some reading. If I had a crazy anxiety problem, a lot of people report that it's helpful for anxiety. I could see how it would be helpful for anxiety. But as far as cognitive enhancement, memory, I've got nothing to report because I didn't use it for a sufficient amount of time. Now, I did want to read a testimonial from a customer of mine in our secret society, and here's what he had to say about Bacopa. He said, "Yes, very, very good. I've been a fan of Bacopa for a couple of years now. It can take some people up to 6 months to observe any positive benefits. Myself, I noticeably discernible effects after 2 months, and when it happened, this happened. I found that it ridiculously potentiates any stimulant I take. Anyone else notice this? I can usually have a large cup of tea and feel nothing from it, but if I drink it after taking this supplement, it becomes incredibly stimulating." So I would say with Bacopa, again, its benefits are in the domain of cognition, so that's going to be like your problem solving. Its benefits are also to synthesis of skill sets. So it's not going to give you like that capacity to reach back into your long-term memory, like in Limitless when he's remembering these obscure details from his past. It's not going to do that for you. For that, you're going to want to do something like paracetam, which is also kind of a cofactor. A lot of people are calling it a cofactor of IntelliMyth. But what it's going to help you with is if you have like a project going into the future, like let's say 2017, this year, the current year, is the year that you really want to learn a new language. And you're like, I need something to aid my memory with a skill set personal development project that I'm going to take on. If you're willing to make that 3 month commitment to Bacopa, it could be pretty good for that. If you want to get a little more into the science of Bacopa, if you want to check out a helpful, consumable, understandable, not like using crazy scientific medical jargon that will put you to sleep or be totally indecipherable to you, check out the meta-analysis that I did of this adaptogenic herb. I spent about 20 hours going through all of the human studies that have been done on Bacopa and kind of cross-referencing that with the anecdotal data that is coming out of the biohacker community. And then I also read 2 books on adaptogens, and I was able to glean some insights from those books, and I put it all together in a meta-analysis that's about 3,000 words. So it's pretty detailed, one of the more exhaustive, well-referenced articles on the internet about this adaptogen. And just to make things a little bit easier on you, if you enjoy the sound of my gravelly voice, I also recorded it as a podcast, and I will link to that below this. What I'll emphasize a second time, because it is worth repeating, is that if you're going to use Bacopa, you don't want to use anything less than the super premium organic stuff. What you definitely don't want to do is just go into your vitamin store and pick up whatever's on sale, whatever looks like a good value, whatever's in nice packaging, because that's going to be a quite dubious quality. What you also don't want to do is you don't want to get your Bacopa from a nootropic stack product that includes it. You know, Of course, you've seen on the internet all of these flashy, stacked multivitamin type products, and they'll contain rhodiola and Alcar and some other adaptogens and nootropics and nutraceuticals, and often they will contain Bacopa. And so, as a little bit of a naive consumer might think, oh, you know, I'll just pick up this and I'll just take this every day and I'm going to be getting everything that I need in this. It's a whole lot less of a headache than buying and purchasing these things individually. And this is a place where you just gotta pay a little bit more attention, and you just gotta care a little bit more about what you're putting in your body. Because as you can imagine, you might be thinking, okay, geez, how do I avoid these nutraceutical products or nootropic products that aren't super premium quality, that may have some toxicity in it? And the truth is that it's kind of difficult, because the vendors themselves have tremendous financial incentive to be a little bit dishonest with you, because if they can go and purchase a really third-rate supply of Bacopa and then put it in their supplement and sell it to you at a price that's the same, that's competitive with everything else that's out there, they have a really thick margin, right? So the truth is that you should only purchase, especially Bacopa, you should only purchase it from vendors that will provide you and display a certificate of third-party analysis. And in the case of IntelliMeds, they really shine. You can go right on their website and you can take a look at the spectroscopic analysis that's been done on it. You can take a look at what are the arsenic, lead, mercury levels that are in it, and they are very, very low. They are acceptably low. They are what you would want. Whereas if you go onto the website of Nootropic Stack XXX or Cognition Blown Away Rocket Ship brand, if you go and look at these websites for their products, all they're going to do is list Bacopa as a line item on their nutrition facts, and they give you no actual proof that it's high quality stuff. So with that important point, if you do want to make the long-term commitment to Bacopa, I think IntelliMeds Bacopa supply would be a pretty great place to start. And if you don't purchase from them, because they are in Europe, they do ship to North America, they ship everywhere in the world, actually. In fact, there was a customer of mine who is a French guy that lives in some island that I had never heard of that was in the Indian Ocean, and he managed to get IntelliMeds there. So they do ship all around the world. But wherever you are, if you're buying Bacopa, you are going to want to look for that third-party certificate of analysis. I hope you found this review useful. If you'd like to hear more honest, frank reviews like this that are going to, you know, point out the positives and the negatives of these types of herbal products, go ahead and subscribe to this channel. Again, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and I look forward to a continued conversation with you.
From the banks of ancient rivers, it grew so wise. A treasure of the ages beneath Indian skies. For thousands of years, it soothed and healed. A remedy of nature, its power revealed. Yeah, Ayurvedika upahar hai. Sadiyon se ye hamara sahara hai. Bacopa is another historical adaptogenic herb. It has been used in India as a form of Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. Sharpens cognition, clears the mental haze, enhancing long-term memory,
in countless ways. Against the fog of time, it holds its ground. In the whispers of neurons, bigger bodies found. Yes, maybe got deep again. Jomana go jagar kata hai. Pakapa is another historical adaptogenic herb. It has been used in India as a form of Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. It calms the storms of stress, a gentle reprieve, a lullaby for the restless, a dream to believe. A guardian asleep, its embrace so kind, a tranquil balm for body and mind. Tanav se mukti, ye shanti ka sandesh lata hai. Pakapa is another historical adaptogenic herb. It has been used in India as a form of Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. Its bitter taste speaks of wisdom deep, an earthy reminder of the roots it keeps. A shield for the brain, neural protection and solid, fighting inflammation, healing every part. Swadh karwa hai, par ye jeevan ko meetha banata hai. Pakapa is another historical adaptogenic herb. Has been used in India as a form of Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. It forms the past for the future it gleans. Pakapa, the herb of Ayurvedic dreams. Brahmi ka ashirvad, sadhyon tak kamara saath. Edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com. Edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com. Pakapa is another historical adaptogenic herb. It has been used in India as a form of Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. This is from the past where the future it gleams. But the bother herb of Ayurvedic dreams. Brahmika Shiva, Sadiyotak, Pamarasan. Edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com. Edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com.